Does the government have potential money troubles already? And if it does it bear out the warnings that we saw in the election campaign that Labor promised too much and didn't have the dough? The banks have been crunching the numbers, and what Labor said and what the banks say are two different things, apparently. Outgoing ANZ chief economist Cameron Bagri is with us. Cameron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you got your numbers how?
Oh, we just did some calculations based on where we think the economy's tracking versus what the Treasury's pre-election economic and fiscal update was, and our conclusion is that, you know, where we see growth is about half to a percentage points below Treasury, so, you know, that knocks about $1 billion off your tax revenue numbers. And if we looked at Labor's commitment pre-election, which, well, give them a little bit of credit, you know, it's admirable that they put the numbers on the table. The issue we think we had with their pre-election numbers was they had no money left in the kitty for the 2019 and 2020 budget. And of course, now we're starting to see a little bit of clarity in regard to where the spending pressures are. And I think they're going to need a little bit more money for the 2019-2020 budget. You roll the numbers together, and it looks like we'll end up with operating surpluses around $4 billion as opposed to $6 billion. Now, the glass half full interpretation of that, but $4 billion is still a pretty good war chest. You're still putting money in the bank.
All right. So will they need to borrow? And if they do, how much more?
Well, we crunched through the numbers, and Labor said pre-election they're going to borrow an additional $7 billion.
Yep.
Yeah, we think they're probably going to need another $6 to $7 billion on top of that. Is that the end of the world? The answer is no. You know, New Zealand's in a very enviable position where net debt is very low. Your net debt is 23% of GDP. You know, the pre-election forecast said we're going to take it down to about 19% of GDP. So you're world-class figures. Now, if we can stabilise debt around 23% of GDP, which is sort of where I think the numbers are going to end up, you've still got a pretty strong and healthy fiscal position.
So $6 to $7 billion extra wouldn't worry you as an economist as long as it doesn't go higher. How much more do you have to borrow before we start to go, hang on, this is too much?
Well, it's not the amount you're borrowing. It's really the trajectory for net debt. You know, if it starts to move up as opposed to go down, then that's going to be a bit of a red flag for the rating agencies because, look, New Zealand's got world-class fiscal figures, but we need to have world-class fiscal positions because our net external accounts or our private sector debt is very high. So we need to be squeaky clean on one side of the ledger for them to forgive us on the other side. If we start to see net external debt move in a bad direction and the fiscal position move in a bad position as well, then that'll get a little bit of attention. But at the moment, look, we've got a bit of a war chest, we've got a bit of a buffer. Mm. So we can see a little bit of fiscal slippage and it won't be too much of a problem. But if it becomes a lot of fiscal slippage, then we will have a problem.
And do you worry about fiscal slippage in the sense that they're going to cut migration's driven growth?
Oh, that's the big canary in the coal mine at the moment because your Treasury is assuming in the 12 months to June 2018, we're going to get 3.2% real GDP growth, and in the year after that, we're going to get 3.7%. Now, if I have a look at, you know, we've seen the caps in for the housing market, for the construction sector, migration and tourism, and of course, the economy's run into capacity constraints. We just don't have the physical people there to actually do the work. So we think growth is probably going to be in the high twos as opposed to in the threes. And if you run that through some fiscal numbers and where your tax numbers are going to be, it doesn't take much to come up with a $1 to $2 billion hit. But a $1 to $2 billion hit by 2021 off a $6 billion projected surplus, you've still got money in the bank. Now, the real issue here is that what if we go through a real sustained downturn?
Yep.
And historically, New Zealand tends to have one every sort of 10 years. So that's why you really want to build up a little bit of a war chest for that rainy day, because the rainy day does tend to come around every 10 years.
All right, Cameron, appreciate your time very much. Cameron Bagri. So what he says for now, it's not the end of the world. $6 to $7 billion extra. We do have low debt. Is it Japan that's running their debt at 200% of GDP? To give you an example, and we're floating around at 23-24%. So we are internationally significant. But the big fear is what happens to the economy long term. And if it slows, the tax take goes down, the migrants stop, and the economy stalls. Does a government of the centre-left trim the budget to meet the demand, or do they just keep on borrowing more and more and more? And that's the difficult question.